Well, this year certainly has been an unusual journey for most of us. This year, like no other, has been a year of chaos, challenges, and disappointments. We've had to change worship services, weddings, holidays, and even funerals. Our daily routines have been changed dramatically. We go everywhere with our masks, and we are limited on how we shop, how we get our haircuts, and how we go out to eat. We have been separated from family members, and some have been isolated for nearly 9 months now. Our prayer list has grown, and almost all of us have had someone we love deeply impacted by COVID. Not the kind of year any of us expected. And the unfortunate truth is that even with the vaccine, we have no idea how much of our old normal we will ever get back. Our Advent story is really a series of journeys. And in each of these stories, we see that many lives were disrupted by chaos, challenges, and disappointments. And in each of these stories, we see faithfulness, sacrifice, and obedience. And in each of these stories, we see how God used many different people through their faith to fulfill His promise to bring a Savior into the world. For some people, their journey was a lifetime of waiting and preparation to be exactly where God needed them to be. For others, they moved on short notice and overcame great fear to accept the journey that God had given them. For some, they were at the end of their journey. And for others, their journey had just begun. And in each of our Christmas journeys, we see that everyone had something to give God. Now, as we know, we call this a season of giving. Most of us have spent time thinking about what we will give to those we love. But how many of us have given any thought about what gifts we will give to God? What gift will you give God this Christmas? Some of the gifts given in our Advent stories include faithfulness, obedience, action, glory, the gift of presence, and gift of treasure. Will you give God the gift of faithfulness? People like Zacharias and Elizabeth waited their entire life to have a child, yet they remained faithful as they waited on God. Simeon and Anna both served faithfully for that one moment in the temple that they could be among the first to declare who Jesus was. You and I are a part of God's greater plan to bring salvation to the world. We may not always know when and where we will see God's plan revealed to us, but we can give God the gift of faithfulness for Christmas, as we should remain faithful in worship, faithful to His Word, and faithfulness in our witness. Will you also give God the gift of obedience? Joseph and Mary were great examples of obedience. Mary proclaimed, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." And Joseph, in his obedience, risked his reputation, his family, and his own life to take Mary as his wife. And their obedience did not end at the manger. They followed scriptural law and took the baby to the temple. And years later, when warned in a dream, Joseph and Mary left for Egypt, only later to return home again. You see, God will often call us to do things that are difficult and challenging. God will call us to move even when the circumstances around us seem to be overwhelming. Even in a time of COVID and political chaos, we are called to be obedient to God. And we cannot use our circumstances as excuses. We have to be like Mary and proclaim, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled, and we must trust that God will guide us all the way. Will you give God the gift of action? The word journey in and of itself implies action. Joseph and Mary did not just sit around and wait for everything to happen. They had to take action. They had to get up and go. They had to do the little things and they had to do the hard things. The census did not come to them. They had to go to the census. But by being obedient and going, they were able to fulfill the words of the prophets that in Bethlehem, the city of David, a Savior would be born. We cannot be obedient if we do not act. We need to give God the gift of action and not excuses. Do not let worldly circumstances stop us. We can still go and make disciples, even if it's with a mask and following socially distant protocols. Will you give God the gift of glory? In the Advent stories, we see time and time again how God was praised and given the glory. Elizabeth and her baby both proclaimed their joy and gave glory to God. Mary, in response, gave glory to God. The angels and the shepherds all sang praises and glory to God. Simeon and Anna both gave praise and glory to God at the temple. And even the wise men glorified the one who was born a king. I am just as guilty as anyone about letting circumstances control me. We let the world turn us into a gloomy gus. But we should be a joyful people because we have the Savior. We know He was born according to the promises of the Scripture. He lived, He died, and He rose from the grave. He conquered sin and death, giving us the promise of salvation. And we know from God's holy word that He will return in final victory. We should give God the gift of glory, not just at Christmas, but all through the year. Will you give God the gift of presence? Mary visits Elizabeth. And that visit was a turning point in her journey. You see, Elizabeth gave her time to Mary. She gave her presence to Mary. And it was through this time together that Elizabeth blessed Mary and turned Mary's heart to a song. We need to give God the gift of our presence in two ways. First, we need to be present with God. When was the last time you spent quality time with God? I mean, a time when your heart was really in it. You know, you can be present with God through worship, through prayer, and by meditating on His Word. And second, we need to be a gift of present for someone else. There is someone who needs you and needs your presence. Don't make the same mistake I made and have your eyes closed at the wrong time. Have your eyes open and make the time to stop and be present for those who need you. And will you give God the gift of treasure? The Magi traveled a long way to see a child they had only read about. Scholars believe they spent around 2 years traveling to see Jesus, which meant they would also have to travel back another 2 years. Imagine spending 4 to 5 years of your life just to visit a young child. That means they gave God the gift of time. And I don't know about you, but time is a treasure. And let us also consider the actual cost of the trip. Being Magi, they likely traveled with a large group of servants and animals. which meant they had to buy all kinds of supplies and food and clothes and shoes along the way. And when they arrived at the home, they did not just stop and say hello. They gave above and beyond what it had already cost them. They gave to Jesus gifts worthy of a king. Very expensive gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What are you willing to give to God? Are you willing to give your precious time? Are you willing to bear the burden of the cost of following wherever He leads you? Are you willing to go above and beyond and give to God gifts worthy of a king? Some of you may have already given and received gifts at home. Some of you will give and receive tomorrow. But my prayer is for you to consider, what gift will you give God, and how will you serve Him on the journey that He has called you to serve? Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, the story of Advent is a very complex story. And Lord, for centuries your plan was set in motion. And Lord, you placed people at different times and in different places so that your words would come true, so that we would have this little child who would become Emmanuel. He was fully God, yet He was fully human. He became the perfect sacrifice. He redeemed us of our sins, and He gave us the gift of eternal life, so that any who call on His name and repent of their sins may receive this gift. And Lord, as we consider that what You gave to us in Your Son, let us remember to give back to You. Let us look at how You were calling us even in this time of chaos, even in this troubled country. You have a plan for each of us. Let us answer that call. Let us be faithful. Let us be obedient. And let us give back to You in a full measure that You have given to us. Let us be Your people. Lord, we thank You for Your gift of Your Son. We thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in their name we pray. Amen.